kids, after the service, I'll sit down here, and you come up here in the auditorium, and I will hand you your gummy bears. I won't be going back and forth and running in front of the office, okay? So I have many more pounds of them. I went the other day. That doesn't mean you get more than three, but I have enough. We won't run out. All right? Okay. Open your Bibles to Psalm 89. This will be the second week. Yes, I'm on. Message based off what people who want to be blessed know. What people who want to be blessed know. And remember last week we talked about from Psalm 89, I read more verses than this, but on verse 15 it says, blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. And we preached last week on they know the joyful sound. Okay, the memorial of the trumpets. They know different things about that. You know, and I'm looking forward to hear the voice of the archangel, the trump, and the shout of God. And we spent time looking at different verses with that. And then the second half of that verse says, blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of thy countenance. So people who want to be blessed know where to walk, know how to walk. And we're going to be looking at that tonight. Okay, and because Pastor Christian, years ago, the original pastor of the church, used to say that the church is getting so worldly, you can't tell the difference between the lost and the saved. And where the lost were back when he pastored, and what was going on in their lives, because he pastored in the 50s and the 60s and the 70s and the 80s, okay, is where the Christians are today. I'm telling you, in general, I'm talking about professing Christians, people who claim to be born again, they have the same struggles in their lives today that the lost used to have. There's been that much of a difference in the change as it gets closer and closer to the coming of the Lord. And so when we say they know where to walk and they know how to walk, this is something we need to know. We need to think about. And again, repetition is the key of learning. There's been messages preached on walking in the Lord. And tonight I want you to turn to Romans chapter 6. Romans chapter 6. The Apostle Paul, by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, says, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Know ye not that as so many of us that were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Now that's talking about spiritual baptism. It's not talking about water baptism. Water baptism doesn't save you. It doesn't sanctify you. It's an act of obedience. Amen? So baptized into Jesus Christ, because the moment you prayed and received Christ as your Savior, you confessed you were a sinner and turned to Jesus, you were baptized, you were immersed into the body of Christ, because that's what baptism is. It's immersion. You're put into the body of Christ. Baptized into Jesus Christ, we're baptized in his death. Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death. See, I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, but yet not I, but Christ liveth in me, and the life I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in what? Newness of life. Newness of life. It's different than when you were lost. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are, present tense, become, okay, imperative, new. It's an ongoing process. I was counseling with a couple not from our church last night, and I talked to them about the fact that he hath begun a good work and you will perform it unto the day of Jesus Christ. I'm a work in progress. If you're saved, so are you. If you're not saved, you want to go to heaven, trust Jesus Christ. You want to go to hell, any other way will take you there. But we're to walk in newness of life. That which we used to do and the way we used to be seen should not be the way we do it today. Okay? Commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts will be established. It's newness of life. For he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. It's replete through all of the epistles. The Christian life is different than the old life. We're not to be wanting the old leeks and garlic, okay? Although they are tasty. And you saute them, okay? But I'm saying they were looking back for that because they didn't like what God had them in at that moment. You know what happens to many Christians? They lose sight of what God saved them from, what he saved them out of, and they go through a struggle in their Christian walk, and it's like, I didn't have it that bad. It was easier when I wasn't saved. The psalmist says the same thing. David said the same thing. And then he said, but then I went to the house of God and I saw their end. Because there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, and it's given to you more than once in the book of Proverbs. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end are the ways of death. One end, many ways. Heaven, one way. Okay? So you're to walk in newness of life. How do I do that? Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. This is the, you have to understand, one of the reasons when someone gets saved, they get discipled, you know what we tell them? Read the Gospel of John. Read the book of Romans. Gospel of John, so you don't have any question about who Jesus is. He is God the Son. Okay? Before Abraham was, I am. He's the great I am out of Exodus. You learn who he is, what he did for you, and then Romans just secures, is supposed to help you better understand your salvation. Every believer, you know, if you never led someone to the Lord, you should mark Romans Road in your Bible. If you don't know what Romans Road is, ask Pastor Thomas. Okay? So we're to walk in newness of life. As I was working with this couple, I tried to phrase it a different way, and I said, if you continue to do things the way you've always done them, and you always say the things you've always said the way you've always done it, you will always get the same result. The problem is people want a different result. So then it has to be done a different way. Doing something the same way, expecting a different outcome, is insanity. It is insanity. It will not change. I'm doing a ceremony for this couple, young couple, they're getting married. And I talked to them about you can either choose to do it the way you were raised in the home you were raised in, and that's what will happen subconsciously. Even if you try to reject it, it'll come back around to that. Or you can choose to learn to do it God's way. Now, some of us have some good things we can learn from our parents, and there's some bad things we learned, especially about relationship. But God makes it very clear. Okay. For he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Okay, Romans chapter 8, verse 1. There is therefore, I love this passage. There is therefore now what? No condemnation, no longer condemned. Do you realize in, you know, one of the most famous verses in the Bible? I'm just going to go turn there. It wasn't in my notes, but I want you to realize something. John chapter 3, right? You see it at the football games. You see it at soccer games. You see it at baseball games. You see it at basketball games. Someone will hold up a sign and they'll say, John 3:16, right? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have what? For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is what? Condemned. We don't read that as much as we do 3:16. A lost person is going to hell because they don't have a personal relationship and salvation with Jesus Christ. They're already what? He that believeth not is condemned already because he not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Therefore there is now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus had made me what? Free from the law of sin and death. I'm no longer come underneath the law that condemns me before God. It doesn't mean I'm not to keep the law. The Apostle Paul says, no, we establish it. We establish it. For what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the Spirit, but after what? I meant walk not after the flesh, but after the... See, we're to walk after the Spirit. That's God's leading. People, I want to know what God's will is for my life. I got a granddaughter who's starting in a new Christian university. For 2 years, she earned her associate's degree. She lived at home. She worked a job. And now she's by herself. Mama ain't there anymore. She's got to establish, and she's making choices for her walk. And what is God's will for me? God will not reveal his personal will for you if you will not do the general will that is for all believers. I used to think Pastor Christian made it too simple sometimes. You know what Pastor Kenny and I are finding out? He's finding out now as he handles more and more things. You know what you got to do? People come to you with a problem. Couples. A problem. How often you pray together? Well, we ought to start that. Do you have any devotions together? Do you read your Bible together at all? Oh, I read my Bible and she reads her Bible. Do you read it together? I looked at him, I just laughed and I said, the couple that prays together stays together. I said, you know, some, if you learn to pray, when you have a problem, and problems happen between everybody. But if you look and you pray together before you try to deal with the problem and understand that your relationship is more important than the problem, it won't take you apart. What's your prayer life like? general will of God. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing what? We're to pray. We're to read and study God's word. We are to witness. That is not a gift, it's a command. Some people are better at talking to people. I think I might do better if I handed gummy bears out on the street corner when I'm street preaching. Because I was so surprised this last time going to the street corner because I got to give out tracts when Pastor Thomas didn't, and I got to give out tracts when Michael couldn't, you know, and there was somebody. Howard gave out a couple tracts, but I got to give out like 8 tracts. People actually took them from me this time. Normally they bypass me. Oh, okay, I want you to know, but I'm still witnessing. Judy and I pray every morning when we pray together and claim the promises of healing, and then we start praying for the people that we have asked God to give us, and we had divine appointments, and we talked to them about the Lord. We gave them a track. We asked them for if something we could pray for them and try to talk to them more about the Lord, and their names are written down. She keeps a little pad. She writes the names down, and then we pray for them. We pray always for the peace of Jerusalem. It seems like the more things we write down, the longer we spend in prayer. That doesn't mean I don't pray by myself, and she doesn't pray by herself. And we do our devotions after that. And I'm saying this because if you're going to walk after the Spirit, you have to listen to what God tells you to do. It's no different than a child learning to have to obey his father. And it protects his relationship with him. That the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us. See, we're fulfilling the law even though we aren't judged by the law. Who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Stand fast in the liberty, Galatians 5:1 says. Stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made you free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. That's bondage to that law. But verse 13 of that same book says, for brethren, you've been called unto liberty, only use not your liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. So you're to walk in newness of life. You're to walk after the Spirit. God's leading. You cannot know God's leading if you do not spend time in God's Word. I have esteemed thy words more than my necessary. You got it? Lee Tan, Chinese preacher, suffered under communist China, came to America, was able to get free, came over here, and they asked him, what's the key to your spiritual life? And he goes, no Bible, no breakfast. What do you mean? He goes, I've got to eat spiritually before I will eat physically, because if I don't, I'll put emphasis on the physical before I put emphasis on the spiritual. And that's not God's will. No Bible, no breakfast. I looked at this couple yesterday, and I turned around and I said, their assignment, you are going to read this together. You're going to take 10 minutes to pray together. I want you to mark every day that you do this. Gave them other assignments to do. And I said, you're going to start. If you don't do the assignment, cancel the appointment with me. Because I've got to help you. And I can only help you when it's God's way. Amen? So it's walking after the Spirit. Look at Romans chapter 13. I told Pastor Kenny I'm not going to get through. They know where to walk tonight. Romans chapter 13. Look at verse 13. I find it interesting. You know what 13 is the number of? It's a number of rebellion in your Bible. That's why there was 13 colonies, right? And the original flag of America wasn't the stars and bars. It was 13 stars with a serpent in the middle of it with the saying said, "Don't tread on me." That's a reference back to Genesis chapter 3 with the serpent. Don't tread on me, right? Verse 13, let us walk, Romans 13, verse 13, let us walk how? What does that mean? You need to be a truth teller. Now, you can tell the truth kindly, compassionately, or abruptly and aggressive. And on some have compassion, making the difference. So you can learn it. This says, let us walk honestly as in the day. You know why it makes that comparison? Because there's light on the subject. It's not hidden. Right? So walk honestly as in the day where people are going to see what you are doing. But that's to be your walk all the time as if it was day. Because you know what's going to happen in eternity? My beloved, if the saints from the church age are the bride of Christ, where do we dwell? In the new? In what is not there? There's no night there. Because the Lamb is the light thereof. No darkness. So it says, let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting, in drunkenness, not in chambering, in wantonness, not in strife, in envying. If you read the proverb for today, it turns around, well, give me a second. This wasn't a thought that just came up. Okay. What's the date today? 27th, right? Okay. It's not the continual dropping on a very rainy day and a contentious woman or like. That's not what I'm looking for. I just had to say that. Hell and destruction are never full, so the eyes of man are never satisfied. Wantonness. Okay. Now, I'm looking for maybe it was out of our psalm, Ben. It said, you know, about anger and wickedness, and then it says, it lists these things that a fool does, and then says, but who can, and it lists those, and they were bad things. But then it says, but who can stand before envy. So envy is worse than the other. So Pastor Caleb will find for who can stand before envy for me. But the point of the matter I want you to make is envy is you want, it's what? Verse 4? Okay. Of course, she found it and I didn't, and I closed my Bible already. Thank you, honey. Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. Let another man praise thee, and not thine own mouth. a stranger in that thine own lips. A stone is heavy, in sand weighty, but a fool's wrath is heavier than them both. So wrath is not something you should have, right? Wrath is cruel and anger is outrageous, but who is able to stand before envy? So anger is outrageous, wrath is cruel, but envy is worse than them. Have no dealings with an angry man. You know what happens with many Christians because we live in the Laodicean church age? This is not a Laodicean church. Okay, I still believe we're a Philadelphian church. But Laodicean church, they thought they were right with God because they had many goods. They thought they had things, and they were judging their Christian walk because God blessed them with these things. And we're told it means nothing. It causes you to be lukewarm, and God will spew you out of his mouth. Okay? Who can stand before envy? So in Romans 13, verse 13, not in rioting, not in drunkenness, not in chambering, not in wantonness, and not in strife, and what? But put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provision for the what? To fulfill the lust thereof. If you are going to walk honestly, if you put your flesh first, you will end up lying. Don't believe me? Try it out. No, don't try it out. I want you living in the flesh. I got to say that the right way. I said that, and I got this look from Pastor Thomas. I got a look from Pastor Kinney, and Howard went, huh? Amen. We need to walk honestly. If you're walking in the Spirit, you will walk honestly. And with that, I'll give you one more verse and then we'll be gone. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Because I don't want to stop just on honestly. I want you to know that's the basis for every part of the Christian walk. 2 Corinthians 5, look at verse 6. Therefore we are always confident, 2 Corinthians 5, verse 6, knowing that whilst we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. For because faith is the substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. For we walk by what? And not by? We are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. You want the blessing of God? You must walk by faith. You'll be walking in newness of life. You'll be walking after the Spirit. You'll be walking honestly. And it has to be done through faith. And faith cometh by? And hearing by the word of God. And all God's people said?